This is the closing market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on this Friday?
A lot of volatility today due to the Israel airstrike on Iran's nuclear facilities, and to a lesser extent on the passage of the EPA passed its released its proposal for a new biofuel blending requirement. Is better than they thought. Both those things helping the market. The first one, the airstrike, the big deal. The crude oil at one time was up $9. It's still up about $4 or $5. Dow Jones down 800, still down $400 or $500. And the gold market one time was up $60. So that's what it did to the markets. It also sent the bean oil up the limit right around 830. And that supported the bean market up 26 today, corn up 6, and wheat up 17. Just the idea that oil went up, and that's good for biofuel demand, biodiesel demand. That's positive for the corn and beans. So all those things help the grains today. If you look at the chart of July beans, they closed at the high end, made new highs for the month. So that's a positive development there.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Farmers Edge Laboratories is celebrating 20 years in agriculture with a special offer for retailers and agronomists. Get 50% off soil testing. Built for ag with a fast 3-day turnaround and high quality analysis. Don't miss this special offer. Book soil testing now at 50% off at farmersedgelabs.com. That's farmersedgelabs.com. Farmers Edge, soil test with the best.
July corn up 6 even at 444 and a half. July soybeans up 27 and a half at 1069 and 3 quarters. July soybean meal down 260 at 291.90. Soybean oil up $3 at 50.61. On the Merck, June live cattle down $3.10 at 225.10. August feeders down 482 at 306.42. July lean hogs up 57 cents at 109.47. July pork cutout down 12 cents at 115.77. And that's been a check of the closing markets here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.